News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Good to be with you here today. Good to have on the program my very good friend, Beth Troutman, joining us on the program today. Beth, I just got to say, right out of the box, I just got to say, what a return by Bo this morning on the program. I mean, that was the most compelling radio I've heard in a very, very long time.
Oh, it was so full of love and so full of strength and so full of courage, and to be sitting next to him as he was delivering his thoughts and his feelings about his daughter Janie. It was an experience that will live in my heart and live in my mind for the rest of my life, sitting there watching him and listening to him. And I'm so in awe it was his choice to be back today for part of the show, and we wanted to have the conversation that he wanted to have, and then, you know, from there, take baby steps down this new road that he is walking on, that we are walking on with him as friends and as radio family. Mm-hmm. But I was just in awe because it was just pure love articulated. And I don't think that is something that happens often in any format, sometimes not even in face-to-face conversation.
True.
And he was such I'm at a loss for words because it was all I can say is I'm in awe, and I'm so proud of him, and so so moved by him, and so proud to be his friend, but so in awe of watching the kind of father and human being that he is. He's remarkable.
And Scotty and Hank and the whole family.
We're just
praying for everybody and sending all the best possible thoughts in this regard, and it's really been something. So let me ask you this, Beth. You know, the connection that people have, especially here at this station, everybody is kind of in a different day part, and we're all kind of doing our thing. And but man, we as people throughout the cluster of these radio stations, these six radio stations, I mean, everybody is in tune and understands, that we all pull together with something like this. And, you know, I think that's one of the special things about WBT and Urban One Radio. I mean, it's incredible.
I agree. It is really special. Our connections as people and how, like you just said, and you said it brilliantly, how we're tuned in to one another. But Radio One in this this specific time, they've just been really, really lovely and so connected to Bo and to his family and to us on the morning show as we were trying to help Bo in every way that we could. And that's rare, and we things I've always said that things like that trickle down from the top, like often attracts like, and good people bring good people in and surround themselves with good people. And we have this really unique team of really good people at WBT and at Radio One. And, you know, the people from our sister stations were at Janie's service on Saturday over the weekend, just offering their love and kindness and support and friendship.
Right.
And it's a really remarkable thing to see people just love so purely.
Now, at some point, you know, the healing is going to begin, and obviously things are going to, you know, manifest in a lot of different ways and things like that. I want to pivot you over from this to something that I think is arguably the weirdest story I think I've ever read in my life. And I think you know what the story is because I said
I think I might know what story it is.
And I figured this is like I don't understand this, because the juxtaposition between these two stories is this is real emotion, love, things like that that are happening here in real time, and support and things like that. I do not understand the people who are in the AI thing, who don't want to have human connections, who don't want to have that interactivity on the human level and that sort of stuff. And the thing about this story that's remarkable to me is a tech executive has predicted that AI girlfriends will create a $1 billion business to comfort people who are looking for virtual AI relationships. I don't even like my brain doesn't even work like that. The human contact, the human connection is something that is so special for people on a variety of levels. This story is bonkers in my book. $1 billion for
$1 billion. I was blown away by that number too. And you're right. It is bonkers. And the human connection, the real human connection, is profound.
Yes.
It is inexplicable. Our ability to love, there aren't words that can really describe what that real connection is. And what this tells me about the people who are choosing this as a relationship is that they are at a point in their lives, or maybe haven't developed human to human communication skills, or maybe, and I don't know if technology itself and social media has prevented people from learning how to communicate with one another.
Yes.
But this just tells me that the people who want this only want their ego fed.
Yes.
With the kinds of conversations that they want to hear, the kinds of affirmations they want to hear, and they don't want to, quote unquote, deal with the complexities of another human being.
Right.
Because they're picking, and I was reading into the story, they're picking the qualities, they're picking the interest, and then they're teaching the AI to, you know, respond to them exactly how they want. And it doesn't leave any room for the beauty and the complexity of the human experience itself. And then on top of it, there's a whole other level that is going to have to, I think, be faced if this does become a $1 billion industry. Because if this is a relationship back and forth that becomes romantic and even goes down the road of inappropriate,
yes,
there's some weird privacy things that are going to happen, because you're having a conversation with a thing.
Right.
Think of the right word. So you're giving it all of this personal information that is, where does that end up? Where does that go? And it just raises so many questions, and it really actually breaks my heart.
Yeah.
For people who would choose, somebody or something to just parrot things to them.
That's
rather
right.
Than be challenged
right
by a unique individual.
Right. That is well said. That is because the reality is interpersonal communications can be messy. They can be complicated. They can be any number of things. But at the end of the day, it's somebody who is really going to care for you, who is going to express that in a good, bad, or indifferent way. But nevertheless, the idea of sitting in a silo someplace with a fake thing, I mean, count me out. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, count me out too.
I would much
rather sit on a park bench and have a conversation with a perfect stranger.
Or a pigeon, for goodness sakes.
Or a pigeon.
Beth Troutman, what do you got coming up tomorrow? I think I kind of know what it is, but what do you got?
Yeah, well, tomorrow Pat McCrory will join us, as he always does, in the 9 o'clock hour. But Bo Thompson will be back for the full Good Morning BT show. It is his first full show back, and we are going to have conversations and be transparent and talk interesting stories, talk with each other, and you know, one of the things people are, I think are wondering is this: does this feel like moving on? And this is what you and I were talking about last week, and it's what this is just we're taking steps through and yep. doing it together. And as Joe said so beautifully today, this station is part of the fabric of his being, and what we want to do as a family is be there for him and let him take these steps and chart his path, and we want to go along with him and hold his hand and be beside him or behind him wherever he needs us in the entire process. So tomorrow, Good Morning BT with Bo Thompson and Beth Troutman.
Great stuff. Appreciate it. Thanks for everything you're doing, and looking forward to catching up with you guys tomorrow.
Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7:50.
You got it. I'm Brett Winterbull. That's Beth Troutman.